Time now for more Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And Coach Michelle Jacob is with us as we get set to chat about soccer. Another team that went to the tournament again. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Nice to hear from you. And how are things going in the offseason so far?
It's absolutely great. We're starting our second week this week, and we've actually been able to get outside, so we're pretty pumped about that. Field is all clear, and so we've been practicing outside. A little chilly, but not bad. So I'm a little disappointed to hear about the upcoming snow, but we might still be able to get ourselves out there kicking the balls around.
Well, I know that the grounds crew at Michigan Tech cleared the field off for you, and the facility that we have lends itself well. You know, it's usually a few degrees warmer on the turf, right? So get a little sunshine out there, and it's probably not too bad out there.
Yeah, most definitely. Yesterday when we were out there, the sun was shining, and it felt good. So, yeah, they do a great job to get us out there as soon as possible, and thankfully the weather has been pretty cooperative this year. We're getting ready. We've got a couple games coming up in April, so we're just getting ready for those.
Well, talk about what the team's been up to, what you've been up to since the NCAA tournament finished up for you guys back in November.
After the tournament, we gave them a little bit of time off to recuperate, and then after that, they got right back into strength and conditioning practices. And so right now, they're just kind of working on, you know, getting stronger, quicker, more agile. We've got our sights set high for next year, so we're starting to do that training now. We're proud of how well we did, but we definitely know we have more work to do. So they've been working hard to get better.
You're going into what is it? Year five or year six with our program?
Year six.
Six already.
Time flies, huh?
So you're pretty much well into the cycle of, you know, losing seniors and athletes and recruiting new ones. Talk about, you know, how many athletes you're trying to recruit for this coming year's team.
Sure. We graduated three seniors, three very good seniors, and we also had one other player that got an internship overseas. So we're returning 19 of 23 players, which is, you know, that's a great thing. We're trying to balance out our classes for sure. But right now, we've got just such a good, you know, group that's been with the program, you know, between 1 and 3 years. And so they've got a good grasp on what we're trying to do. We've got a couple of incoming freshmen, you know, signed, and we're still actually working on a couple more. So we should have a good sized roster for next year. And, you know, definitely with the, you know, leadership and experience of our players, I feel pretty good going into next year's season and just all the work that they put in and the, you know, positive attitude and everything. I think we've got a great platform to start us off right next year.
Well, soccer follows a similar schedule that football does in terms of when your signing days are, and you have a spring season. You talked about a couple of upcoming games. What do you got coming up?
On April 11th, we're playing at UW Green Bay, and then on April 18th, we're playing at Stevens Point. It'll be nice, two good games for us. Definitely looking forward to the Green Bay game. We haven't played them for 2 years now, and so it should be very exciting. And if anybody's planning a trip down to Wisconsin, definitely please stop by and check out the games. That'd be great to see some of our fans in the stands down there.
Well, part of your off season obviously is doing some sports camps, and those are coming up in July. Talk about some details on the upcoming camp.
Yeah, our camp is going from July 21st to the 23rd, and it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We've got a bunch of our girls that are going to be up here this summer, so they'll be working at the camp, which is just a neat opportunity for them, and also I think for the kids to, you know, get a chance to work with some of their favorite Huskies soccer players. So, we work on some skill development, some technical and tactical areas. We try to make it fun, and we also try to push the players to become better soccer players, work on some of those, you know, basic skills and just kind of refine them. So it's usually a good time. We have beautiful weather for our camp. Every year has actually been just perfect for camp. So it'll be fun.
How about, I know that, you know, this has been a fairly new camp, obviously, since the program's been installed 6 years ago. I guess not that new anymore, but talking about, you know, the success of the camp and the numbers, I know you guys have continued to grow and with numbers over the years.
Yeah, it's definitely a building process, and we love to see, you know, we love to see new faces, and it's also exciting to kind of see people return and come back each year and see the progress that they've made over the summer. or over the course of a year. And also, you know, I have to give a shout out to, you know, the people that are involved in the Copper Country Youth Soccer Association, who supply us our ball boys and girls for the season too. And we tend to see a lot of those kids at camp, so it's been a great partnership with them to help us out during our season as well. But yeah, our numbers have been pretty steady over the years. You know, it's great because we have enough coaches and enough players that, you know, we can give good contact. You know, it's not a big mass of kids running around like crazy, but we're able to give some good contact and instruction with the players that come to camp. So it's a good balance of coaches to numbers.
How about a few words on your upcoming season? You know, obviously you guys have done well in the GLIAC, but you've got a very obviously strong conference with Grand Valley in there, and Saginaw's been a strong club, but we've gotten ourselves right in the mix at the top of that league. First thoughts on what the upcoming season holds for you guys?
You know, it's exciting. It's always exciting. I think, you know, we're really focused on continuing to improve. Again, last year we had a great season. We went into the regional tournament as the number three seed. So we, you know, we're still setting our sights high. We know we have work to do. Next year we do have a very travel-heavy schedule. Our first two weekends we go to Minnesota. We've got, for non-conference games, we've got Winona, St. Cloud, Crookston, and Duluth on the schedule. So very tough non-conference schedule, which should hopefully prepare us to get right into our conference schedule, which is, you know, again, the GLIAC conference, there's no bad teams in there. So, you know, top to bottom is such a small range, and just making sure that you're ready to go for every game and, you know, continue to try to execute your plan is so important, because we've learned on any given day, either team can win. We got to go out there and give it all we have. So I think our girls, you know, again, now that we've got some kids that have been through the program for several years now, they've got the experience, they understand what the competition is like. And so, you know, I'm super excited just about the environment and the climate that the girls have created heading into next season.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. It's very exciting, and what an exciting program. The offseason continues for the Michigan Tech soccer team, but again, the sports camp's coming up, and you can go to MichiganTechRecreation.com, and all the details are there. And they can always contact you too, Coach, right, if they have any questions on anything?
Most definitely, for sure.
All right. Michelle Jacob, head coach of the Michigan Tech soccer team. And again, the MichiganTechRecreation.com is the website to go to. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a great day, everybody.
All right, Michelle Jacob here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more.